On the June edition of Our Town, I went to a wonderful place over the weekend. It was the Florentine Waterfront Hotel. Now, if you're not familiar with that, well, it's kind of new, but kind of old. And today, with me, joining me, is Robin and Sharon. They are the proprietors there, and good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, I went, you had this beautiful setup. The rooms are gorgeous. You're still in process of finishing up a couple of them, but let's go back to the beginning. What, how did you find it? Why did you do it? I mean,
so this is something that I've been trying to get into this hospitality bed and breakfast space for 6 years now. I remember many, many years ago doing the Oregon Coast road trip. On my way back to California, we stopped by this like beautiful, it's like something Whale Inn. It's like this beautiful bed and breakfast by the water. And I was just, from that moment, I was like, this is a life I want. Now it's finally been fortunate enough to try to go for it. And this place, really, I found it online on, got connected with realtor Joe Aguirre from Coos Bay. And from that point on, it's, you know, I came out here and I don't know, like my family and like Sharon, they were all like kind of scared to go into like hospitality. They saw photos online of like what this place looked like. And everyone was like a little hesitant and scared, like, should we do it? But the first time I came out here, I brought my dad and, you know, going into it, he was pretty skeptical and just a little unsure of like, it sounds like a lot. But as soon as he came out there, even this place in the state that it was in, it was pretty easy to convert him of like, I think it was very easy if you like, I think so many people have driven through that place and everyone sees a potential that it had being like that beautiful view and it's almost panoramic, right? And that's kind of how I like found the place and came in with my dad the first time. And I think at that point, Sharon was still like a little unsure and she's maybe she can tell you a little bit more about that.
I was super skeptical. He would like in that phase when he was like looking for places, he would send me these links of places all the time. And I kind of just brushed it off in the beginning. I was like, yeah, okay, this is cool.
You didn't think he was serious?
Yeah, I didn't think he was serious. I was like, okay, this is a fun new hobby he's gotten looking on Zillow. Then he found this place and started getting more serious about it. And at that time, you know, I was really concerned because I was like, okay, we don't have any experience in hospitality. We don't have any experience running a small business, period. And my family comes from having owned small businesses. And I've seen them, the ups and downs. Like, we went through a really hard time in the 2008 recession. And that's always kind of, like, scarred me. So then when Robin talks about, like, owning a small business, my, like, red flags go off. And I'm like, it just seems too scary. But he was like, let's just go check it out. So then we're driving in there. And I see this, like, pretty rundown property in the background. But the foreground is just this beautiful lake with trees all around. And it took like 30 seconds for me to be like, wow.
It took her all of 30 seconds just melt as like we're kind of pulling in. She saw like it was like this early morning and you see like the fog settling in across the lake. You see like the birds flying around and like you hear the chirping. And 30 seconds is, I think, all it took her.
Now, we'll have to say this is on Silt Coos Lake. So yes. People know, get a kind of reference of where that is. What's your background, though? What is your background? What's your business background? What were you doing before? School or are you?
No. So my background is primarily in engineering. Mm-hmm. I've been working as a software engineer for like the last like 8-10 years and, you know, continuing down that path. But I kind of started this at a time where I was a little bit, you know, like, a little frustrated with work and things, and I needed a creative outlet. And I kind of like, you know, it kind of got me thinking, you know, now's the time. Why don't I do it? And I started like thinking like crazy room designs and like, you know, like different way I can structure things. And it just kind of like was first like, you know, like, it was like, yeah, like, you know, you I've been wanting to do it for a long time, but this time I think, you know, kind of like I got really into it, and it just kind of took a life of its own.
So yourself, your dad, and Sharon all saw the vision like right off the bat. What was your first thought of how it would all come about?
Yeah, even when I came and visited and saw it, at that point I was just like, okay, this is something that we should pursue, because the buildings, you know, we can renovate and fix, get new flooring in, get new paints of coat up.
You did a whole lot more than that, let me tell you. Anyway, go ahead.
But, you know, I was like, we can't just the property, the position where it's at, how close it is to the lake, and the city of Florence around it. We thought it was such a cute little charming town. I was like, that's hard to find. And for that reason, you know, this is really worth something and we should pursue it. And then from there, I think you started talking about purchasing it and getting all the interior design plans done. And that's when the vision started coming together. You can tell them about the interior design plans.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit, because when I was there yesterday, you mentioned to me that you actually had some of the furniture built to meet what you wanted for that ambiance.
Yeah, because, like, you know, it really was a creative outlet of, like, wanting to have, like, something I'm really proud of, these rooms that I wanted them to be, like, bigger than life, and even if we're not, like, even if we're only 80% of the way there, I had this crazy vision, like, this is what I want to create, like, a room that's all about, like, loving wine and, like, a room that's all about, like, this eclectic, crazy, clashing style. And so when I was doing that, I started looking at, like, hey, I need some specific types of furniture that go with this. And as I was looking online, I couldn't quite find things that exactly what I wanted, because I was really fixated on, like, exact color schemes and exact shapes. Like, in the end, I think like 70 to 80% of our furniture is custom made. And like, there's one couch that I literally just, I drew it on a piece of paper of like, this is what it's supposed to look like. It has like weird curves and this like ball on the one end of it. And I just say, okay, this is what it needs to look like. And we mocked it up and we had that custom made. And even then, like, they'd never done anything like it. That couch, the blue one that you saw in the main house, I have photos of it being made, ripped out, remade. It took them 4 tries to get it right.
Wow. That's a lot of work there. So go ahead.
I was going to say, I got to say, Robin's vision is really one of a kind, because when he showed me some of the initial designs, I was just like, wow, I've never like experienced a hotel that looks so different.
And with a gold swan faucet in the bathroom. Yeah. Okay.
And when we're, funny story, when we're picking out the fixtures and stuff, he had me take the first go at it. He was like, you know, we need like some lights and faucets and stuff. So I picked your safe, nice looking ones that, you know, look nice, but they're like on the safer side. And he's looking at them. He's like, okay, these are good, but what about this swan? That's how we found that swan.
That's pretty cool. And then the artwork too. You have custom pieces throughout most of the buildings, right?
Yes. And the goal is to have all custom pieces within the next few months. So the manager that we are working with for the property, Katie, she is, you know, her background is that she's a graphic designer and an artist. And she's custom made so many of the pieces in there, and including she did a ceiling mural on one of the rooms that's like these beautiful floral flowers. I don't know if you got a chance to check that one out.
I did.
And like, her latest thing that she's working on is for that main house area. She's working on this funky painting in the funky fortress with these like giraffes and zebras.
Yeah, I saw that in process there. So were you always creative and then fell into ones and zeros because you thought that would be a good money-making career? Or did the creativity, was that kind of come after?
Honestly, it came after. Mm-hmm. Growing up, it was not the most like the person I was doing like creative writing or a lot of those things. Grew up in a family of engineers. My grandfather was a civil engineer. My dad was a civil engineer. I wanted to be a civil engineer, but my dad's like, pursue software engineering. And he kind of like vetoed and kind of pushed me into that against my will. But when I went into it, I loved it. And even in engineering, like I got to exercise it, like as I kind of, you know, worked my way up at Google and like you know, grew into like more leadership role, I got to use more and more of my creativity on like, how do we build systems? How do we design it? And I really started to like cherish that creative aspect of things. And that's also why, you know, like this is more of a creative outlet. There was a time where I felt like I didn't have enough creative control at work. And I needed something where I have full creative control to actually build something that's 100% my vision. And that's when like I started looking into this, like what would be a cool room and what kind of room would I want to live in? And that's, and it just kind of grew out of control into this whole big, like 11 different rooms.
So you mentioned Google, the Owen Wilson and the movie that they did about that. Is that kind of like it is, or is that all farce?
Oh, I'm not allowed to comment on those
things. You can't comment on those things. Okay. Hey, nobody will hear it down in California. No, I understand that. But that's pretty cool. Now, during the process of rebuilding, I know you had a crew of 10. What was each of yours job title on the reconstruction?
I was the dreamer, and she was a person that makes those dreams actually happen.
You were the facilitator.
Like making sure like we're organized, making sure that we're like actually have a plan that you can follow. And you know, it's easy for anyone to have a dream and have a crazy idea, but it takes a special someone that actually makes it concrete and real.
We make a good partnership because Robin has this vision that's like larger than life that honestly I can't even dream that big and have these visions and ideas. And with those, I know how to like make them a reality. So we're a good, really good like team together.
So you don't sit there and go, Robin, this is kind of expensive. Can't we go with this instead?
She does that too.
Oh, I do that too. Yeah. Yes, of course. You need to do that. But I try as much as we can to like research and figure out how we can make that happen in the most affordable way, the most realistic way.
And she'll almost just like, and you know, there's like a whole stretch like, I don't want to know how much money we have in the bank left, and it stresses me out, and just don't tell me.
Yeah. Well, you are so close. I notice that people are checked in now. You're having guests at this point in time. When do you feel like you can give up California? That's going to be some time for you, right?
Yeah, so this year is kind of a crazy year for us because with everything we've spent on the hotel and like we still need to get it refinanced because even in this state, there's not really a bank that's lending on it. Even though we now have had like many guests stay and like a 9.5 on booking.com and 5 stars on Google Maps, we still need to get in a place where we can like show that it can be profitable and get this place to a profitable lens. And once that we can do that and we can get it to be refinanced, hopefully, like get a bank to lend on it soon. And the other big expense that we're dealing with is we're getting married this year in November.
Congratulations.
And
November what?
21st.
Okay. Mine's birthday's the 16th. So if you move it to the 16th, I'll always remember you.
We actually closed on this property on November 15th.
Okay.
And I think we probably came out here, we probably celebrated your birthday without you.
Yeah, you probably did. Well, thank you both for coming in and doing this. I know you got a long ride today, so I don't want to keep you forever and ever. But thanks for sharing. I mean, this is really cool. I can't wait. I know Bettina Hannigan, the Chamber of Commerce, she's already booked for 4th of July weekend. And John Barnett, one of our school board members and board members here, is already booked for that weekend. So I know you're going to get some traffic, at least locally, from that. So congratulations.
Thank you. And again, the community, like the one thing I'll say is like everyone in this town and Dune City, they've been so over the top supportive of us, right? And like it's always a little scary going to like a small town that, you know, you're like, hey, I don't know what it's going to be like. And like all our neighbors have come out and like helped us out with things. Like, hey, like we've had our friend Dan that like we're overrun with blackberry bushes. He's come out, like, chop them down. We've had our like neighbors come out, like help gardening and all those things. And yeah. Bettina has been a huge help from the chamber, and Pam from like our local permitting office. We feel very loved and supported here, and we love this community.
Cool. And one thing about blackberry bushes, they will come back. So,
oh, they're halfway back.
Yeah. Sharon, did you have something else you wanted to add?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that we're so honored and grateful to be welcomed into this community. And like Robin said, everyone's gone above and beyond to be helpful. And that honestly serves as our motivation now. We see that, you know, even yesterday when people were coming over, I feel like the one thing that we heard over and over again was like, thank God that somebody's like doing something with this. Like, we're so happy that you guys are doing something with this place. And that drives us even further to be like, okay, we really need to make sure that we take care of this little piece of the land there, because it is so precious. And a lot of the locals, you know, like walking through it. And we will do our best to, you know, do it right, do the community right, and to keep it in a good position.
Well, there are very few rare properties like that locally here. There's only a couple, and you guys got one of them. So kudos to you. And again, you know, anybody who's listening that wants to check this out, you can find them online at hotelflorentine.com. All right. But it's the Florence Waterfront Hotel. It's beautiful. I noticed on the website, which I probably is a smart thing, you didn't post any of the pre-pictures on there, did you?
We've taken some photos and stuff. So the original idea that we had was we want to go through and blog the whole thing of like how the whole renovation went. But between both of us having full-time jobs and planning a wedding, planning our engagement, our proposal, and doing the entire renovations, handpicking each small detail, figuring out like making custom furniture, figuring out how to build a website, how to like...
Videography wasn't really in it, the...
We took videos, but like just trying to get it all made, right. It was such... Like we had to cut something out and... We got three videos in.
Yeah. There's always time for that.
We took all the videos, so we have them. Yeah. And we will like slowly put them together and release them. I think it's just an awesome story to see the befores and the afters. So we'll definitely put it together.
All right. Thank you both.
Yeah. Thank you so
Thank
much
you
for having
so
us.
In the next hour, we'll talk about the Winter Music Festival, First Step, and a support group for those who lost their pet loved ones on the June edition of Our Town.